Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, April 30th. The Jaguars, they have been busy following the NFL draft. They announced that they were releasing veteran wide receiver Zay Jones, who has had some big moments for the Jaguars, kind of opens up some space back end of the wide receiver room for some younger guys to compete, gives the Jaguars a little bit of salary cap relief. They're already in a very healthy salary cap situation. So they could potentially be players in third, fourth waves of free agency, maybe in the trade market. We'll see how that plays out. Jaguars also released kicker Joey Sly after drafting Cam Little. Obviously still have Riley Patterson as well, but they also announced 13 undrafted free agent signings. So we're going to talk about those here today. Really appreciate you guys tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. So I have to start with Joshua Cephas, one of my guys in this class out of UTSA. 6'3", the Jaguars have him listed at 185. He was closer to 190 at the Shrine Bowl. This is a guy who, A, does not drop the football. Like, when he has an opportunity to catch a ball, he's coming down with it. And then you also see the ability for him to release off the line of scrimmage, has multiple different releases to defeat press. You see his ability to throttle up and down on the vertical route tree. I think you see a pretty good route runner for his size. Again, 6'3", 190 pounds, pretty good length, a guy that can run. I think Joshua Cephas should have been drafted. I would have been good with the Jaguars drafting him as high as like 167. I would not have drafted him over DeAndre Prince at 153, but, you know, 167 in that range to the end of the draft, I would have been good with the Jaguars going ahead and adding Joshua Cephas, a wide receiver who, you know, maybe 10 years ago he would have been drafted, maybe 5 years ago he would have been drafted. The way these wide receiver classes, though, have had so much depth, it makes it hard for all the quality receivers to get drafted. And so there's a chance, in my opinion, for Joshua Cephas to come in and compete for a roster spot. Wayne Ruby, another receiver a lot of folks like, a lot of folks have been getting excited about him coming in here and competing for a roster spot as well. Josh Proctor out of Ohio State. This is a, you know, 6'2", 200-pound safety. Now, it's going to be hard for him to make the roster. Make no bones about that. Like, he has stiff competition at the safety position. I mean, you have, obviously, Andre Sisco, Darnell Savage, Andrew Wingard, Daniel Thomas, Antonio Johnson. There's a lot of guys that he would need to be able to overcome on the back end of the roster to even compete to make the roster. But a draftable player, a player that should have been drafted, played free safety, played a lot of slot as well at Ohio State, a guy that can move around and be a versatile defensive piece. I think that the Jaguars would be happy if they're able to just kind of keep him on the practice squad and develop him, see if he can become a depth player, a rotational player for them. But a guy who, very good tackler, pretty good in coverage, doesn't have like elite size or elite athleticism, not somebody who can, you know, run in the 4.4s, you know, he's a 4.5 type of guy. So fell through the cracks a little bit, but in my opinion, a prospect who, again, probably should have been drafted. So I think you can be excited about having him on the roster throughout this summer, you know, spring and summer, training camp, preseason. Maybe he makes enough of an impact to really fight for a job. Again, that will be very difficult to do with the amount of depth the Jaguars have at safety, but a good player. Steven Jones, guard out of Oregon. I mean, he's 340 pounds, 6'5". So, you know, as a 340-pounder, you might not expect the best athlete, and that is the case, right? Like, from a lateral agility, a foot quickness standpoint, that's not what Stephen Jones' game is about. He can move decently in a straight line, you know, explosiveness moving forward. I think you have a little bit of that verticality to the game, but when it comes to moving horizontally, that's not what you want to be asking him to do. He was really effective in 2023 protecting the passer. This is a guy that with his size, when you're going one-on-one, it's just difficult to get around him.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There are flashes of really nice hand placement. There are flashes of being able to work to the second level of the defense and do a good job. He's been in college for a very long time, a very experienced player, but probably not someone who I think it would be an uphill battle for him to make the roster, quite frankly. But maybe someone you can keep around developmentally. Again, massive. So he just does not get moved off his spot very much. He's got strength. He's got physicality. I think he can protect the passer in a pinch when you're asking him to block one-on-one or double team or anything like that. So interesting swing there. Obviously, undrafted free agent. You didn't spend any draft capital on him, but certainly an interesting prospect to keep an eye on throughout this spring and summer. Andre Carter out of Indiana, 6'5", 270-pound defensive end, was a great run defender. Serious pass rush upside as well. He had some big-time flashes throughout 2023 as a pass rusher. He was teammates prior to going to Indiana with Marshawn Nealon and Braden Fisk. So you have three guys from Western Michigan, that defensive front, entering the NFL in 2024, which is pretty incredible. You've also got wide receiver David White, who's 6'4", 200 pounds, out of Mount Union. It's a big boy competing. Wide receiver Brevin Easton out of Albany, 5'11", 200 pounds, so not the tallest, but certainly has mass on his frame. Joseph Skates out of Memphis, 6'2", 210, another big receiver. Looking at the running backs they brought in, Jalen Jackson out of Villanova, he's 5'9", 220. That is a dense running back. Broke a lot of tackles at Villanova, high yards per carry in 2023. Zone-heavy runner, though there was experience as well in some gap schemes. So it'll be interesting to see what Jalen Jackson brings to the table. Lorenzo Lingard out of Akron, 6'205", another running back. So they brought in two runners. One tight end, Sean Bowman, 6'5", 265 out of Rutgers. So that sounds like a wide tight end. I haven't seen him play at all. But size-wise, that projects as a potential inline wide tight end to compete for the back of the roster. You've got a linebacker in Andrew Parker out of Appalachian State. If he's going to make it, it's going to be through special teams. And same thing with Trey Kizer out of South Alabama, who remains a Jaguar. You know, South Alabama Jaguars to the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's pretty cool for him. Does not have to change the mascot there. It's a fun haul overall, right? Joshua Cephas, in my opinion, has a chance to prove he can be the wide receiver four that the Jaguars no longer have after moving on from Zay Jones. They do have Devin Duvernay, who they brought in this year, Parker Washington. Those guys, to me, are more inside slot receivers. Like, Duvernay does have experience outside. 51% of his career reps at wide receiver have been outside. But size-wise, I mean, he really does just project more as a slot receiver. But for me, the reason I'm so interested in Joshua Cephas and these other wide receivers is because moving on from Zay Jones, he was a very good backup plan if you had an injury to a Gabe Davis or a Brian Thomas Jr. So now one of these young guys is going to have to be that backup plan. I think Joshua Cephas has a chance to do that. I think that Elijah Cooks certainly has a chance to do that. He played really well for the Jaguars in the preseason and training camp last year. Whoever does get that job, though, they're probably going to have to be able to play special teams. I think that the Jaguars have four receivers locked in right now: Christian Kirk, Brian Thomas Jr., Gabe Davis, and they brought in Devin Duvernay. I don't think they're letting him go anywhere. So I think you're going to be talking about these other guys competing for the back end of the roster at wide receiver. They kept seven last year. Tim Jones is still around. They love his special teams value. You've got Joshua Cephas, Elijah Cooks, Wayne Ruby, these other undrafted free agents. Seth Williams is still lurking as well, a guy who did a lot and really pushed for a roster spot last year, couldn't quite make it. So it's going to be fun to see. Would love to know what you guys think about this undrafted free agent haul for the Jacksonville Jaguars following the 2024 NFL Draft. Drop a comment in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, and you can also become a channel member here to support us. Really appreciate y'all. Have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.